We've got activities director, teacher, and coach from Beach High School, Mike Zier, on the line. And the reason I gave Mike Zier a shout today was to talk about the potential upcoming sports co-op between Beach and Weibo. Will there be one? What sports will it be? Well, there's a lot of questions up in the air at the moment. So thanks for joining us today, Mr. Zier, to hopefully clear some of this up.
Yeah, I'd love to, because really, I don't want any misinformation out there. As I'd say, people jumping the gun or whatever. So I'd love to answer any questions about where we're at in the process.
Awesome. So I think a good place to start, kind of my first question out of the gate, is what leads to the decision to start looking at a co-op? Kind of what has happened that makes you say, look, this might be something we need to start looking at, and kind of goes from maybe eventually in the future to no, we really need to start taking a serious look at this?
Well, so what happened this time is we looked at it 2 years ago, and then it was decided that one school that wasn't really interested in doing it, and that's fine. So then this year it started with Coach Bertelson coming to me and asking what I thought about a 50-50 co-op in football. Okay. So I think that's important that people understand that the original talks between Coach Bertelson and myself were just football. And I said, well, I finished a couple games with like 2-3 kids on the bench. They had to forfeit a game because they didn't have enough numbers. I said, I think I've always thought it's a good idea. You get more kids out, you can play a JV schedule, you can actually have some competition and practice. Of course, our big hang-up is which state you're going to play in. We play 9-man, they play 8-man.
Yeah.
All right? So Coach Bertelson and I, we talked to our superintendents, and then we said, yeah, let's go forward and see what we think. Well, I went to my school board, and my school board said, well, if you guys are looking at this, why don't we look at other sports as well? And we said, well, we can ask Weibo County if they'd be interested in that. And so they said, well, we hadn't really, put a lot of thought into that because we were just thinking football, but we could ask our people. And had a great relationship with the co-op board that we had formed. Two of the board members on Weibo's co-op board are former assistant coaches of mine over here in Beach.
Huh.
Really good men. And so we went to the community meetings and we discussed different things. And right now we have a survey out that is just asking people if they're interested in us maybe doing, more than just football or just football or whatever. So I think it's important to get out there, and I want people to know this, that it doesn't necessarily have to be an all or nothing thing. Initially, Coach and I just talked about football. And if there's other sports involved, then that would be great because then we could do it at the same time. For example, over in Beach, we have cross country, we have wrestling, we have some sports that they don't have in Weibo. Maybe track was one, I get all the negatives and the pros and everything, and that people have different thoughts. And so that's why we're in the survey phase now, surveying the people of the two communities about what they think and what they would like us to do.
Just to throw out there, those surveys, I've found them myself and even looked at the questions on them. I've done the diving, and you can find them yourself both on the Beach Schools Facebook page and the Weibo Facebook page. Just find one of those schools' Facebook pages, and you can find the survey that Mr. Zier's talking about here.
Right, or you can even go to it's on our webpage as well.
Okay.
And, one of the things that some people were upset about was, that we didn't want it to be anonymous. Well, in my line of work, I don't buy anonymous. If you aren't confident in saying what your thoughts are and believing and putting your name to it, then to me, it's not that important to you.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And we want to hear from everybody then hopefully move forward with something. I get it that... there would be tough decisions. The biggest would be what state you play in, and then what I don't like, Blake, is all this negativity that goes out, that saying that, oh, they won't play this school's kid or they won't play that. That's, you know, it's just complete and utter BS. I mean, coaches play the best kids, the kids that they think are going to compete and win. And it doesn't matter if that's a Weibo coach or a Beach coach. All right. We want what's best for the kids. Yeah. And competition, getting reps, that's what's best for the kids. Not always having to play freshmen against seniors from other schools. That's what's best for the kids.
Yep, and absolutely. Yeah.
I think people need to keep that in perspective. And as far as losing, you know, there's other talk about losing your identity. Okay, well, you know what? You can make a new identity. It's not like it, when you do a full rebrand, both schools get a new name.
Yeah.
You know, you get a new nickname. Obviously, I kind of told them jokingly, Blake, and that, one thing that would get me completely out of it is if we change the school colors. of course, the reason being we both have the same school colors. So I think we already got that one solved. But, you know what I'm saying, man? I just think it's what's best for the kids. And it's really interesting, too, Blake, because our younger grades are, you know, whether it's little guy baseball and little guy basketball and all those different things, you know, soccer and all the different things that kids can do at those little wee guys size, Beach and Weibo do everything together.
Yeah, that's another good point.
We coexist. We have people from Beach that work in Weibo. We have people in Weibo that work in Beach. We have, people, I go over and eat in Weibo a lot. You know, whatever it may be. I mean, I just don't understand where we can coexist like that, but we can't coexist with our kids and what's best for them. I honestly think we can make it work, but it's not up to me, Blake. You know, I'm just one voice. I'll coach football until I don't anymore, and hopefully that's with Weibo County. And if not, then we'll move forward.
Yeah, and I think, boy, you've slammed all the points I was going to ask you about before I could even ask you about them. So you've definitely got all the facts straight on this one, and you know where folks are going to come at you. And just to throw my two cents in there, just to add on to yours, I totally agree that I think it's just better to me that the kids play sports in a competitive fashion than to not have a sport at all. Regardless of having to swallow your pride of being a single school or having to rebrand, I think that it's way better to have your kids involved than just watch it go by the wayside completely eventually. So,
because here's the other thing, Blake, there's a difference between competitive sport and just, you know, being on the team, right?
Yeah.
In other words, you know, I gave so many examples that I can give you that I can give you of where we're just trying to fill a team.
Yeah.
You know, we're calling up sixth graders so we can play a junior high and all of this, where if you have two schools, you know, fifth and sixth grade kids can play fifth and sixth grade. Junior high kids can play junior high. Now, you're always going to have an exception where there's an exceptional kid and the varsity coach wants them. But for the most part, then they just play junior high. And then in basketball or volleyball, you can play ABC. You can get three squads in there. And then as a freshman, you play C squad. Sophomore or and up, you may play a little JV. And then junior, senior, you're playing varsity. I mean, it's the way to do things. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll be keeping our ears to this one, see how the surveys come back and kind of what the next steps are after that. We'll definitely be keeping everybody up to date on this one. And hey, Mr. Zier, I sure appreciate you giving us the details and fleshing some stuff out for us here.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I hope it works out. I think it'd be a good thing for our kids.
Right on. Well, that's Activities Director Mike Zier from Beach. He's a teacher and coach at Beach High School as well. And don't forget, go check out those surveys either through the Beach High School webpage, the Beach High School Facebook page, or the Weibo High School Facebook page. You can find that co-op survey on all of them.